tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on this Thursday, November 2nd, 2023 edition, doing a field report of these bills. They're basically acting like they're in a lame duck session, ramming all these bills through. And this is one of the main reasons why you need to come to this crash course workshop training on Saturday, December 2nd. We only have 9 days left for you to register. Saturday, November the 11th, 5 p.m. will be the deadline for you to be able to go to the website, acconservatives.org, read the post, donate $35 to get your book, your reference guide, and your copy of the Michigan State Constitution. You need to be able to read it and understand this state's constitution. How many times was it violated last night? I ran out of fingers and toes. But they don't care. The Democrats don't care. They pass these unconstitutional laws. They ram them through. The governor's going to sign them into law 90 days after they end the legislative session. Many of these laws are going to go into effect. And last night, every single one of the bills passed in the House got immediate effect. Not a tally board vote. Those standing is what the Speaker deemed to be votes in favor of immediate support. It's a complete joke on how they do immediate effect in the House. So that's why you need to text me the word event. I'll text you back the link. You need to register for this class. It's going to be Saturday, December 2nd at Jay's Sporting Goods in Gaylord in their Headwater Conference Room. Separate entrance, Headwater Conference Room door is on the post at acconservatives.org. Read it, get the information, sign up for the email blast, then just click on donate. You cannot do this on an iPhone. You have to use a computer or a smartphone. Register for the class. We'll buy the books, the guides. We'll provide water and Frisky's apples. We're going to get a couple bushels of their Honeycrisp. You bring your own snacks and lunch. It's only from 10 a.m. to 12:30. We have the room for longer if we need it. Answer questions, interact, engage. But this is mandatory training. Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan Constitution. And some of these bills that were passed last night directly violate our state's constitution, but the Democrats do not care. This is why you need to come to this training. You need to ask these candidates that are going to be on the ballot next year in 2024's election about the state constitution. I'm even going to throw in the one article of the U.S. Constitution. I'm going to give that to you as a bonus. I've concluded the training to teach the class. We have the book. We have the reference guide. You'll take this with you. You will use these materials at every future public meeting you go to. County commissioners meetings, school board meetings. You'll be armed with the information. You can hold them accountable. You can make sure they understand that there's ways things are supposed to be done and they better follow it. So, again, text me event and I'll send you the link. We only have 9 days left for you to register. We have room. I believe the room's about halfway filled right now. It holds 100 seats, roughly, and I believe we're up over 50 people registered already. But you have to get registered here in the next 9 days. So again, text me event and I'll send you the link. Clean energy packages. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylor. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE and G-Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Solar farms, the permitting siting process, clean energy, Michigan Public Service Commission, wind, solar, and the battery green storage projects, all of it sitting in Lansing today. Despite nearly a 12-hour-long session day, multiple Democratic caucus calls, the House did not move the four-bill package expanding all of that that I just described, even though they worked and finally adjourned close to midnight last night. House Democratic Press Secretary Jess Travers said the bills will be taken up starting at 10 a.m. this morning. Thursday session with a stop planned at around 1 o'clock for lunch. She said the package is still being discussed among members and it could result in numerous potential amendments. They go on to describe the House bills 5120, 21, 22, and 23 have large points of opposition coming from local governments and the Republicans, who argue that the loss of local control over the siting permitting process will result in green energy developments overstepping their bounds and usurping land in rural districts. Again, a week from tonight, 7:30, next Thursday night, November 9th, we will be at Belknap Township. I'm asking you guys to come join us if you live in Presque Isle County. Why? Because the Planning Commission is going to be hearing a request for a special use permit from DTE to be able to lease farmland in Presque Isle County that's producing food right now. And issue a permit to DTE to install large solar farms to replace agricultural farms with solar panels. They need to hear from us. I'm hoping the beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, and other farmers, John Palmer and others, show up at this meeting. They need to hear from the farmers. They need to hear from the community. First of all, DTE would not even be building these solar farms if they weren't getting our taxpayer dollars. That's number one. They're all subsidized projects. DTE and Consumers Energy would never build a solar farm with solar panels if they had to do it with their own money. But these Democrats are hell-bent on this agenda. Clean, green energy. It's a pipe dream. It is not based in science. It is not based in the numbers. These people are usurping our taxpayer dollars and taking away local control, giving it to the Michigan Public Service Commission, which is appointed by the governor of the state. Dan Scripps, the chairman of the MPSC, is a flat-out socialist communist Democrat who's been appointed to chair that committee by Governor Gretchen Whitmer. See, it falls into their narrative, clean energy, green energy, electric vehicles, battery plants, solar panels to be built, batteries to be built here in Michigan. It's an industry that is going to fail. Mark my words that today I said this, November 2nd, 2023. Within 10, 15 years, 20 at the latest, when they finally implement their green energy by 2040, 100% of our electric grid produced by solar, wind, turbines, it's a failure. Number one, it's not affordable. Number two, people will be leaving the state. Businesses will be leaving the state. She thinks she's got a problem with the declining population now. Just wait until these policies get implemented, if not undone by a future Republican House, Senate, and a Republican governor. All of this can be undone, folks, starting January 1st of 2027. after Jocelyn Benson does not get elected to be the next governor. Her ties to George Soros? Huh, just wait until I start getting that information out to the public. Property owners who wish to make money by partnering with green energy providers for solar panels and wind turbines on their land are in favor of the bills. Really? Farmers are going to give up their farmland for rental lease payments from the energy providers. That's why they have done it down there in St. John's, Michigan, just north of Lansing. And yeah, every single time I go by there, guess what? The blades aren't turning. Patriot Jim texts in, Randy, you have to understand that the Michigan Public Service Commission has eminent domain powers. Yeah. Let's see how that works out. One thing that you have to understand, people, is that they, the Democrats in Lansing that are pushing this, want to take the control away from local municipalities. Many of these projects have been denied because of zoning. The permit process, where they have to get a permit to build these solar farms and put up these wind turbines. Well, a couple of the Democrats pushing it, State Representative Abraham Aishish from Hamtramck, sponsor of 5120, House Bill 5120, and the other communist, Rajiv Puri, Democrat from Canton, sponsored House Bill 5121. The two bills together create a certification process for wind, solar, and energy storage facilities with a capacity of 100 megawatts or more. These are large projects that would be overseen and approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission. A permitting process that preempts local zoning of these facilities and allows electric providers who don't have success going through local governments to then receive a permit another way. So listen to what that just said. If you petition local governments and you don't get your permit, well, just come to us and we'll give it to you. That's basically the bottom line. The other communist, Phil Skaggs, Democrat from Grand Rapids, sponsor of House Bill 5122, as well as joining in with Puri on House Bill 5123, set up the same permitting process for energy facilities with a capacity as low as 50 megawatts. While anything under 50 megawatts, well, that can still remain under local control. So these little projects, you local municipalities, you can control those. But if it's a big project, we're going to overrule you guys. That's the bottom line. Now, here's the problem. It's unclear whether the Democrats have all 56 Democrats voting for this in order to bring forward the package. Republicans yesterday reiterated their opposition. Again, another outspoken state representative, the woman Jamie Green from Richmond. Northern Macomb County, ag farms everywhere in her district. She even went outside and joined the protesters outside the Capitol to oppose these bills. Well, after the bills came out of committee, House Energy Communications Technology Committee, yesterday morning, the House paused on putting forward the Senate's energy reform package, mandating that the electric companies must run 100% clean energy by 2040. They passed the Senate, but they were not voted on in the House. Senate bills 271, 273, 502, and 519 were not amended further when they came out of committee. It will also likely be taken up on Thursday. That's today. In addition to setting the 2040 deadline, which could be extended by the Senate from the originally proposed 2035 deadline, Senator Erica Geese of Taylor, her Senate Bill 271, requires that the Michigan Public Service Commission regulated electric companies would have to be at a minimum of 50% renewable using wind, solar, geothermal, and hydropower by a minimum of 2034. The number bumps to 60%, 10% more, 60% in 2035, ending up at 100% of their portfolio must be generated by green renewable energy by 2040. They could include new and existing gas plants using carbon capture storage technology, nuclear power, and biomass if they reached 90% by 2040. During the House Energy Committee testimony, Republican State Representative Dave Preston of Cedar River said that because this level of carbon sequestration is not viable without drastic cost increases. The continued use of Northern Michigan and Upper Peninsula gas plants wouldn't even be possible. Why? Because they're not affordable. You're going to require electric companies to install this type of carbon capture storage. They're not going to invest in it. They can't do it. They can't afford it. They're already paying huge electric bills, folks, in the UP, the western part especially, making it not even affordable, for example, to run a well connect unit. But many of us in the co-ops are going to have tremendous savings. They can't do it because of the cost of electricity. This is absolutely amazing. Pat texting into the show. Yeah, who's going to replace the old turbine blades? It's not even the blades. That's not the issue. The engine, the main motors requiring oil wear out. The motors wear out. They end up scrapping the wind turbines. Where do they put them? I've got other text messages coming in. We'll get to all that. We'll wrap up second half hour of the last hour of today's show. We'll be right back.